Beis Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to pick up with Simen Nun Chesed Beis on page 181, continuing on with the halachos of Kriya Shema. Mechaber writes in Siv Beis, Im lo karaosa kodem anei tachama. If a person didn't read it, kodem anei tachama, yesh lo la'aktim lekros v'meira kol mashiyucha. Then he's able to read it, then he's supposed to, mimaktim the Kriya, as much as he can. So the Mishnah Berurah codifies that this halacha's reason makdimin lemitzas. This is substantiates what we said from Rav Nevinzal Shlita, a very, very sharp line that I want to come back to. I think, Brian, I didn't say this last time. Remind me if I said this. That Rav Nevinzal Shlita's lashon is that when it comes to vasikin, vasikin is lechatchila, and everything else is bidiyev. That I mentioned last time. Did I mention the story about slichas? I mentioned the story, so okay, so that I won't repeat. So that brings out this idea that the halacha is that you're supposed to be makdim l'kriyasa, and that everything is l'chatchila to be done by vasikin. So Mishnah Berurah says, if katan yud is reason makdim l'mitzvah, so mekol makom ain tzarich l'spal avur zeh biyichidi. At the same time, he says, you're not supposed to dam b'yichidus o likros below tefillin, or read without tefillin. In other words, if a person will have tefillin in a half hour, it's at 7 o'clock in the morning, but he doesn't have now, so then he should wait till 7:30. By the way, the Dir Shemisha Bura points out that this is, even itself, this is not pasha. That the Sharet Tzion, it's a complicated Sharet Tzion, it's interesting to look up in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that talks about the mile of davening vasikin. It's not clear that from the Sharet Tzion, that it's so obvious in Tafkuf Tzadi Aleph Sifkaton Yud Gimel that a person should always wait for a minyan, even before Zman Kriya Shema, wait for a minyan in order to be able to say Kriya Shema and Shmona Esrei together with the minyan. That it could very well be that there is this minyan of Zrizin Makdim Lemitzos Ad Kedekach, not to wait another hour. But clearly here in the Mishnah Berurah, we don't paskin this way. Of course, here the Mishnah Berurah uses this as an opportunity to give very, very sharp mussar in Sifkata Yud Aleph, where he says that there are people mikanto chachas megula bnei Ashkenaz shem achram od bekriya shema v'amru chazal amol lo nivra olam el b'shvil kabos malchus shemayim dai, and we had the powerful line from Rav Nevinzal and other poskim that one should even be choshesh for the sheet of the Magen Avram because safek kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. He says at the end of Sifkaton Yud, ayin besol simin men vav b'mishnah Berurah. So there, the Mishnah Berurah at Sifkaton Lamed Aleph at the end of simin men vav. Here, the Dirshu tells us what he's talking about. Deals with what happens a person is going to say Kriya Shema in Karbonos. Of course, we know by the Olam Yehiyadom Yirei Shemayim, so there's Kriya Shema. So then the halacha is as follows. If a person knows he's going to make Kriya Shema Bizmana, so what he should do is have in mind not to be Yotzei in order to be Mekayim with Birchos Kriya Shema. Of course, there was a well-known Tanai of Rabbi Kiva Eger that if a person thinks that he might misman Kriya Shema, so then he makes a Tanai. If I'm going to misman Kriya Shema, so then this should be my Kriya Shema. If not, then I should not have in mind to be Yotzei. So all of the part of having in mind not to be Yotzei in a case of where you will make Zman Kriya Shema smelled out over there, Memvav Lamed Aleph. Says in Mechaber, Sin Gimel.
All three problems.
Well, that's Machlokes Rishonim. We're going to get to a Machlokes Rishonim. What's the Din D'Oraisa? The reason why the Sidurim only have the first Shema and Va'ahavta is because, according to most opinions, you yotze the Din D'Oraisa already with that, even though there's a minority opinion who says that you have all three parshas. Siv Gimel. Umishu Anos Kigon Shoyimashkin Lotzes Laderach B'mokim Gidudei Chayiv Listen. A person has to leave early. Shelo Yuchol Lamad V'Lecham Nafilu Parsha Rishon V'Afilu Alevecha. When he goes along the way, he won't be able to be mechaving to the parasha Rishona, even the first pasuk. what the Mechaber is referring to is connected to what you just asked, that there are many opinions that hold that that's a din d'oraisa. Osha b'nei ha'shara, that's caravan, as they write in the parentheses, holchem mehera v'lo yamtinu lo klal, or the train is leaving and they're not going to wait for him. Yuchal l'grosa im bir chosel mish'ala amod ha'shachar. The halach is that you're able to read already with amod ha'shachar. If one is interested in looking into exactly what is alos ha'shachar, that's not pashat. Like most areas in halacha, nothing is entirely obvious. The bare halacha on the bottom of the Amud, the Dibra Maskel Misha'Allah Amud HaShachar, has arichus exactly what is Alos HaShachar. We're not going to get involved with it. Says the Mechaber, the Kiman Sha'Allah Amud HaShachar, Shape Karinam Bei Uvkum Mecha. Once you have Alos HaShachar, then it's called Uvkum Mecha. Vegam Shape Mikri Yotzer Ar. And you can also read the Baruch of Yotzer Ar, because it's already Alos HaShachar. Aval, Meinem Mekom Ki Dudei Chayim Listen, Gam Ein Bnei Asher Echbazim Kol Kach, normally you should wait to reach the appropriate time. Ramesha Feinstein has a very important heter that I think that many used, and that is, Ramesha writes in Chelik Dalad Simin Vav in Orachayim, Ramesha writes, quoted again here, that the halacha is not only someone who's yotze derech makom gidu dechayev listim, but it applies to someone who has to go to work. Now, Ramesha does not get involved. Once upon a time, I think the majority of people, it wasn't a question of whether they were going to make $250,000 or $220,000. Ramesha is talking about someone who needs to work, needs to be mefarnes his family. Although my sister in Cleveland tells me that these numbers nowadays with tuition and so on and so forth are not a large parnasa. I'm not talking about her parnasa or anybody else's, but to me, as a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, those numbers sound staggering. But Nachzor L'Inyan Emes, Ramesha says that someone who's going to work would fall into the category of this sif, and because he falls into the category of this sif, Ramesha writes that they would be allowed to be Kori Kriya Shema earlier as well, and that would be considered a Shas Hadchak. Similarly, Ramesha says, what happens if you have a small community, and part of the community, the people need to daven? By the way, I was in England last year. It's crazy. I went out to daven at like 7 in the morning, and it's still pitch black. During the winter time in Britain, it's really, really, really late. Nate is extremely, extremely late. I don't remember the exact times, but it's really, really quite late. So for people in areas like that, so then where Alos is quite late during the winter. So what happens if you have a small community? Some people need to daven before Nates, and some people don't. So Ramesha says you should make a minyan before Nates and have everybody read Kriya Shema before Alos. Before Nates, have everybody read Kriya Shema after Alos, which is only Bidyevet, and then read afterwards after Tefillah to be Mekayim Bo. So that all those cases are considered Bidyevet. Nevetzel Shlita told me an amazing, amazing chidush about an Amaisa Shahaya about this halacha of Uvkumecha, this halacha of beginning by Alos HaShachar. We saw that the Hagdara of Kumecha is this idea of Alos HaShachar. So the following Shaila came up in Russia. It wasn't like in England, where there are people who have to go to work, and they must be in work already before Nates. But there was in Russia, there were people that had to be under communist rule. They needed to be in work before Alos. So the Shaila was, in regards to putting up tefillin, we know that a little bit of a time after Alos, we learned yesterday, is the Zman of Nishiyakir, and that's the time for talis and tefillin. We have that convenient put on our luach. In Russia, the Shaila was like this: is there any way to justify them putting on the talis and tefillin even before Alos HaShachar? So Rav Nevinson loved a heter that one of the Rabbanim gave. He said, if we're talking about people who got up already to go to work, okay, so then there's no, the halacha of not putting on talis and tefillin earlier than a particular time is only connected to the idea Laila's Lapsman Tefillin. It's due to the notion that we're choshesh that someone's going to fall asleep in his talis and tefillin. But mi'ikr de dina, we paskin Laila is man tefillin. And therefore, he said, if a person normally gets up during that time, so then in such a case, then he's allowed to make a bracha in tefillin that time. That's their seder ayom. So that's how they justified the people who had to go out to work in difficult circumstances in Russia already to put on their tefillin at night, because that became a hagdara of kumecha. I have to remember tomorrow to ask for nemtza shlita. Will that change the halacha gedder of uf kumecha also for kriyishma? That becomes a much bigger chiddush. Because here, when it comes to tefillin, we have idea liveless man tefillin. So then for tefillin, you'll be able to make the bracha. What's going to be with kriyishma? So maybe bidyevet, they'll say kriyishma even during at that earlier time. And then, of course, they'll have to say over again. Speaking of which, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out the following phenomenon, Sivkatan Tezayin. He says that during, what did we say? If they daven before Nate, so they should put on tefillin and say Kriya Shema after Alos, and that will be okay. Says Mishmur Tezayin Lebrosa, V'yiniach tefillin. So he'll put on tefillin, V'lo yivarech aleim, kodim shi'igezman. Now this lo yivarech aleim is not in Russia. This is in London, and in Beit Shemesh, and in Yerushalayim. He should make a brach on it. Then he should make a bracha. Now the poskim discuss what happens if he puts on his tefillin during that period of time. When is he going to make a bracha? So first of all, if he did the Evan made a bracha on Talis and Tefillin earlier, the Dirshu points out that we had it earlier, both in Hilchos Talis and Simen Yud Chesiv Katan Yud, as well as in Hilchos Tefillin Simen Lamed Suf Katan Yud Gimel, that the halacha is that one Bidi Evet will be Yotze, the bracha, even if it takes place prior to that time. Rav Nevenzal argues that even though the Mishnah Berurah seems to say in certain instances that you're going to wait to make the bracha in between Yishtabach and Barcha, as we've discussed earlier, nevertheless, he believes that Me'ikr Dedina, there's no problem, Bein HaProkim, and that's what comes out, if you read the Mishnah Berurah carefully, in Simen Nun Gimel, that a person is, if a person's davening, in this case, what would happen is, he would put on, I think my father had this at times in New York, a 6:30 minion in New York, a working man's minion, so that the Bidi Avad, if they have to put on tefillin beforehand, and so on and so forth, according to Mishnah Berurah, one could put on tefillin without a bracha, and then make a bracha bein haprakim and psuge de zimra. And Rav Nevenzal's logic is that's what Yitzchak Ikari has on our Amud. And Rav Nevenzal Shlita's logic is that at the end of the day, he says it's a shevach to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the bracha, even a birchas hamitzvah. Hashem Kishon Tzayisav Tzivanu is a shevach to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he is based on a Mishnah Berurah and Simen Nun Gimel. He's oches in such a case. You could, the moment it's Mishayakir, you could already make the bracha of Amitzvah Tefillin, Maniach Tefillin, L'satev v'tzitzis, all of those brachos you can make during Pesukei Dezimra itself, which in a month or two from now will not only be a phenomenon in London, but will be a phenomenon in New York as well. So then if someone put on tefillin beforehand, he'll be able to make the bracha then. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalid, Im kar mishallah amod ha-shachar, afal mishallah ha-ya anus, yotze v'diyev. If for whatever reason, even though he wasn't an ones, nevertheless, is yotze. Vimkora below brachos, yaksa the cross of bezmane ima brachos. But if you're able to, you should read it, you should say Krishna with the brachos. And if the case of the ones, he already said Krishna. I'm sorry, the non-ones case. If he said Krishna, then of course he should say again with the brachos. So over here, as I mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yudches gives us the two opinions of Alos HaShachar. So I told you we wouldn't do the Be'er Halacha, but let's just see it in the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh omrim damud HaShachar ma'at kodim she'er pnei ha-mizrach. Some say it's a little bit before it gets light outside. V'yesh omrim damud HaShachar nikrim she'er pnei ha-mizrach v'ayim Be'er Halacha. Zazman, who called him Azman the Mishir as Kaver and Iskal il the Sif Aleph, and we learned in Sif Aleph different opinions of when Mishayakir is. It seems that most hold that Mishayakir is a sixth of an hour excuse me, a tenth of the hour, a tenth of the hour, which is about 6-7 minutes after Alos, and we saw that there are other pinions as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yutes says, if he's Yotzeh, the Mikzas Anashim Chamin Ba'oso Zman, the Karinim Be'uv Kumecha. Some people already get up by Alos, Ubidievet Him Yidu Al Din Torah, and Bidievet, we can rely on the Din Torah. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, that's only Be'akroi. However, l'chatchila, one is not allowed to be koveya that time, because chazal were koveya a time that's later, and therefore you cannot be oker divrei chazal. Finally, Ramesha Feinstein, in that tshuva that we had mentioned before, in Arachayim Chelik Dalet, Simin Vav, discusses the following. He discusses what happens if a person's going to have tefillin before Nates, and after Nates, he's not going to have tefillin. So in such a case, Ramesha says that in such an instance, he should say Kriya Shema before Nates, before Nates, but even before Mishi Yakir as well. He should say that the Kriya Shema with tefillin, even though it's not the lechatchila. And better to have that than not to be mekayim that day Kriya Shema without tefillin. So he shouldn't be over. And what we learned earlier in the Mishnah Berurah of being meyid sheker by not having tefillin. So he would say Kriya Shema in such a case. Obviously, he shouldn't daven yet. He should daven later on to mekayim birchas Kriya Shema in its appropriate time. But he should say Kriya Shema with tefillin. Okay, we'll stop.